This is Digital Story Podcast number 611, November 28th, 2017. Today's theme is The Creative Photographer's Gift Guide. I'm Derek Story. Now that we've survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we can take a deep breath and consider gift items for their merit as well as their bottom line price tag. For today's show, I've handpicked 10 items that creative photographers will love, and I'm going to introduce you to them right now. So over the course of the year, what I do is if I test a goodie or if I add something to my kit that I think is really cool, I make a note of it, thinking that when we get to the end of the year, it's fun to sort of create a list of cool items, and that's exactly what I've done. You're going to see gift guides all over the place, and I tell you, there's a lot of selling going on right now, and that's fine. I'm not anti any of that at all, but I don't know if this happens to you, but for me, I sort of feel like I'm seeing the same stuff over and over again, and that's not what I want to do with my list. I really want to create a list of items that would be good gifts for your fellow photographers, for family members, or even for yourself that are a little different than what you're seeing advertised over and over again. I'm not going to be talking about a brand new DSLR for you or any of that kind of stuff. All right. So we start at the lower end of the list in terms of how much they cost. So these are stocking stuffers and so forth in the beginning. And then our most expensive item is $199, and it's well worth it. So, you know, we start out at $10.75 and go to $199. Most of it is below $100. All right. So these are gifts that hopefully you can afford, and let's get started. And the very first one, great stocking stuffer, the ThinkTank Photo DSLR battery holder. And I tell you, you know, storing batteries, and especially these days, lithium batteries, they haven't been getting a bad rap. They truly can be dangerous. And so having a battery holder that prevents them from shorting, that prevents them from coming in contact with metal items, but yet, you know, is compact and, you know, easy to keep in your bag, all that stuff, that's really a valuable item. And for $10.75, you can get this ThinkTank Photo DSLR battery holder. It holds two batteries, you know, the standard DSLR size, micro four third size. It will hold all of those. So when you need it, you can get to them right away. The package itself is compact. It's very easy to store in your bag. And most importantly, it protects your batteries, not only from damage, but also from, you know, something weird going on with them. It's made from rugged ripstop nylon. And just like with everything that's going to be on this list, I have a link to it in the show notes. It'll take you right over there. And I'm running a lot of pictures for these items, so you can go over and see pictures of them also. All of this in today's show notes. Item number one, the ThinkTank Photo DSLR battery holder. Terrific stocking stuffer. $10.75. You cannot go wrong with this. Second item, the Nimble Photographer Fingerless Gloves for $12.99. These are fun. These are the only Nimble Photographer item that I put on the list today. But for this time of year, they're fantastic. And the reason why they're top of mind is because I have them in my bag and I've pulled them out already a couple times. I like having the fingerless gloves when I'm on a walk, you know, so I can have my hands outside of my pockets, not just in my pockets the whole time. And the fingerless are really nice because if I want to shoot with my iPhone or if I want to check my iPhone for directions or something, then, you know, my fingers will actually work the device. Whereas if you have full gloves on, then a lot of times your touch screens won't respond to your touch. Now, I know they do have some gloves that have, magic tips on the fingers that supposedly work with touch screens, and I have tested some of those and they work sometimes, but fingerless gloves work all the time. These are fun. They have the Walking Man logo on the top there. They also come up really high on the wrist, which I like. So if you're wearing a jacket, they go inside the jacket and they don't have that cold airspace right there. From gloves that, you know, only come to the wrist bone, these go beyond the wrist bone. One size fits all. They work best on guys, but I've had gals use them also. For $12.99, you can't miss the Nimble Photographer fingerless gloves. Again, the link is in the show notes, and they'll take you right over to the Nimble store where you can see them. Item number 3. This one will only cost you $20.95, and it is a gem. It is the Indigo Marble Wrap and Protect Electronic Equipment Thingabob. I don't know. It's a premium camera cover. This one is a 15-inch square. Now, I don't know if you've seen these or not, but I love them. I have like 3 of them. And what it is it's a padded 15-inch square made out of, you know, kind of nylon-y sort of lightweight stuff. But it also has a little bit of padding on the inside, but not too much. So you can fold it up and keep it in a bag. But then when you want to put a camera or a lens or something, you just put the camera in the middle of it, and it has a Velcro on all 4 corners so that you just fold it over, fold it over, fold it over, and then suddenly your camera is protected in this wrap, which means you could put your camera in a suitcase, you could put it in a regular backpack, you could put it in a large purse, you could put it in a beach bag. You don't need a camera bag when you have this protective wrap. Now, the reason why I like the Indigo more than some of the other ones, and you know, there's a number of different wraps on the market, but this one also has a little pocket. and the pocket is great. In this external pocket, you can put an extra memory card in there, you can put a battery in there, you can even put a car key in there. You know, it's just big enough to hold a lot of important little items. And that's what I think separates the Indigo from the other ones, is this cool little pocket. Now, these wraps can be used for all sorts of stuff, because when you're not using them to protect a camera or a lens, you know, they fold out and they're a nice 15-inch square. And they're basically water-resistant material. So I've used it for a knee pad. I've used it to sit on when I need to sit on the ground. I've used it where I spread it out, like on the hood of the car, so I can set my camera equipment on it when I'm getting ready for a shoot. I've used it for a landing pad for the DJI Spark for my drone. I mean, these things just have so many uses. And I think if you get this as a gift for someone, they are truly going to love it. And again, this is not the kind of stuff that you're seeing touted right now, but it's wonderful. And again, $20. You can look like a champ for $20. So the link is in the show notes. And I just love this thing. Like I said, I have like 3 of them. And if you want one that's bigger, they also make a size that's up, is bigger than the 15-inch square. If you have, you know, a larger camera, like a big, I don't know, medium format or something like that, or something larger that you need more than 15 inches. So anyway, that's the Indigo Marble Wrap and Protect Electronic Equipment. It's a winner. It's a lot of fun. If you get one of these for your, you know, in fact, if you buy one as a gift, get one for yourself too. Seriously, you'll thank me. All right, number 4, the Flashbender 2 Reflector Bounce Flash Snoot Gobo. Again, another super versatile item. I love Flashbenders. Now, the one that I have linked to, it's more the rectangle one, and it's not too big. They call it a small reflector. I think it's a really nice size. And the reason why I like the one that's like a horizontal rectangle is because they're great for group shots. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever used a flashbender, but essentially what you do is you take your electronic flash and you pop the head up, you know, so that it's like you would bounce it off the ceiling. And then you put a flashbender on it and the light bounces off the flashbender, and you can bend this flashbender a lot of different ways to create the exact lighting that you want. It's efficient. You don't lose a lot of light by bouncing it off the flashbender, whereas you would lose quite a bit of light bouncing off the ceiling most of the time. And then for portraits, the flash bender is better because it brings the light more in from the front and not so much from the top. And when it comes from the top, then you tend to get, you know, those inset eyes can get kind of dark and, you know, you get stuff that's not super flattering. I always have a flash bender in my camera bag, and especially in my commercial bag that I use for hired shoots, because, you know, you're working, you're shooting this, you're shooting that, and they go, hey, can you do a quick portrait of so-and-so? And, you know, maybe you have a whole different lighting thing set up and you don't want to change it, or maybe you don't even have any lighting set up at all. I can take my flash, put it on top of my Pentax KP, use a flash bender, and get really nice shots with it. It's terrific. You always have it with you. It doesn't take up any space at all. I just put it in one of the pockets in the camera bag. And sort of like the Indigo Marble is that, you know, it's flat. It lies flat when you're not using it. So then you can set it on a hard surface and use it to set your camera on and stuff like that. It's just super versatile. I love these things. I probably have like six or seven of them. These things cost $27.96. I got a link in the show notes. Great gift, super useful, and they last forever. That's the other cool thing about it. They just go and go and go. All right, number five. I've talked about this, I think, on my packing episode, but it is a portable charger for your electronic devices. And this model here is $39.99, but it is cool. First of all, it has a solar panel in addition to being able to be charged via cable. And then it also has dual input. So it has either a lightning connector or a micro USB input. So regardless of the cord that you have with you, you can probably charge this device. And I love this idea because I normally don't have devices that require the micro USB. I know if I'm working with the Spark, it charges that way. And I think I have a portable speaker that charges that way. But a lot of times when I'm packing for the road and so forth, I might not have those items with me, but I always have a lightning connector with me. So the fact that I could charge this charger with the lightning connector as well as the micro USB is really very nice. Now, this has amazing capacity. It can charge an iPhone 10 times, a Galaxy S7 6 times, a 9.7-inch iPad Pro 2.2 times. Okay, that is pretty good. That is beefy. It has three outputs, so you can charge three devices at the same time. It has quick charging technology. It auto-detects your device to deliver the fastest possible charge. It's wonderful. It absolutely is wonderful. Now, if you want to fully recharge it, you know, via the lightning cable or the micro USB, you can do it, it says, in 11 hours with a little 5-volt charger. So what I tend to do is I tend to charge it before I leave on a trip, or I'll, you know, if I've been using it off and on a bit, I'll charge it, you know, I don't know, just I'm thinking about it, say, hey, I'm going to pull that thing out and charge. I try to keep it fairly charged most of the time. It doesn't take up hardly any room at all in the camera bag. In fact, in my Retrospective 7, it has these two very kind of slim outside pockets. I use one of those outside pockets to keep this in there because there's not a whole lot I can put in those outside pockets because they're not that big. The charger fits in there perfectly, and since it's a rugged device, I don't have to worry about being in an outside pocket. And not only do I use it for my iPhones and my iPad, but I can also use it for the DJI Spark. When I'm in the field, I can recharge the batteries using this device. I can use it to recharge my audio speakers. It recharges anything, and if you have a USB camera, it'll recharge that. And then, of course, I have an adapter for my battery that goes in the Pen F. I have a USB charger for that, or USB adapter, so I can use this thing. Having these chargers just gives you such flexibility and freedom and peace of mind. You can be anywhere and just, you know, top off your phone or top off any small portable electronic device. as a gift for somebody, someone especially who's never used one before, they will love you. $39.99. This is a really good one, and I have the link in the show notes. All right, here's another goodie, and this one will set you back $49.95. So far, everything I've talked about is under $50. And this is the LVID OptiView 100 3.2-inch LCD viewfinder loop. These are fun. I picked this one because it's half the price of a Hoodman, and it got very good reviews. Personally, I have a Hoodman, but I will confess that I didn't buy it. I got it for a review a while back, and so if I had to buy one, I would probably buy this one right here. And I use these things especially for critical shoots. So when I'm shooting with a Pentax KP, a lot of times, you know, I'm using that camera for client work or for important shoots or for landscape, you know, stuff like that. If I really want to see what's going on with the images, and what I do, especially with commercial shoots, is if I have the time, which they normally give me enough time to work, is that I'll fire off a few test shots, get everything kind of set up the way that I want. I'll fire off a few test shots, and then I'll say, okay, I just want to check everything, make sure everything's good, and, you know, then we'll fire off, you know, the first sequence. And that's when I pull out my LCD loop. And I pull up the image, and I look at it through the loop, and I can be outdoors in the brightest sunlight. It doesn't make any difference. The diopter is adjustable, so I can get it just right for my eyes. And really, just take a few seconds to study that image. It's so comforting, so comforting to know that you've got it the way that you want. Then you can go ahead and start shooting, or if you need to make an adjustment, you know what you need to do. So these things are terrific. Now, this one also will mount on the camera LCD itself via a magnetic strip. What that'll allow you to do then is that if you're shooting video, then you can actually leave it on there and be composing and using it during the actual shoot itself. So you can review your still images with it, or you can use it for shooting live video. They're really handy, and if you find yourself in the situation where you're having to review content on your LCD viewfinder, and especially outdoors in the bright sunlight, where it's difficult to really get a feel for what you've captured. I mean, you can look at the histogram, but I mean, other than that, you can't really see the shot the way that you're gonna see it when you get back home to the computer. Then these LCD viewfinder loops are great. This one's $49.95, links in the show notes. Aren't these fun? Are you having a good time with these? I've got some more good ones too, believe me. Number six right now is the Fovitec Studio Pro 5-foot by 6.5-foot double-sided pop-out muslin backdrop. This is $54.95. This is another cool thing, I have to tell you. So it's 5 feet wide by 6.5 feet tall. And it folds like a reflector, you know, like our reflectors that we use. So, you know, you twist it and then it folds down to a much smaller size and you can put it in a bag. So what's cool about this is that you can bring this backdrop on basically any portrait shoot, or if you don't have a dedicated studio, then it just stores in the closet, it stores anywhere because it folds up to practically nothing. And then when you want to do the portrait shoot, you just pull it out and you uncollapse it. And you've got a 5-foot by 6.5-foot backdrop. Now, the one that I picked has black on one side and white on the other. So depending on how you want to shoot, if you want to go with a darker backdrop, then you got the black. If you want to do white, you've got the white, and it's all there in one device. Now, it has hanging loops. So you can hang it on the wall, or if you have an extra light stand, you just use the light stand and you put it on the light stand, and it works great. So you bring one light stand, you bring this foldable backdrop. It's made of high quality cotton with a matte finish to prevent reflections. I mean, it's just so handy. Now, if the person is seated, if your subject is seated, you basically can shoot from the knees to the top of the head. With this thing. And if they're standing, you definitely can do, you know, waist up portraits, no problem at all. You can go down a little bit further if you need to. It gives you enough backdrop to shoot a lot of the kind of shots that you need to shoot. Easy to bring with you. It's very light. You know, you just throw it in the car along with everything else. You can fly with it. When you think about being able to travel this easily with a muslin backdrop, I mean, that's pretty nice, and especially for $54.95. So it's a Fovatech Studio Pro 5-foot by 6.5-foot black white double-sided pop out muslin backdrop. All right, here we go. We're on the home stretch here. we're on number 7 already. Wow. So we're rolling here. This is another thing that just comes in handy. I use this all the time. And I mean all the time, at least once a week. And the one that I picked out here is the Finhomi Professional Portable Photo Studio. And this is $60.99. So what it is, it's a 16-inch cube portable photo studio designed for your product photography. And it comes with different little backdrops. It comes with 5,500 daylight balance LED bands for lighting. You can adjust the bands, you know, on these steel strips, you know, so you get them the way that you want. And unlike a lot of these, you know, not only can you shoot from the front, but it has openings so you can shoot from the top. It has this really nice reflection on the sides. You just have this, basically this pop-up portable studio. You just set it on the table. I have mine on a little stand that has wheels, and I just roll it out and take my shots and then roll it back. And it's so much easier than having to go through the trouble of, you know, setting up any number of configurations that are much worse than this. The cool thing about it is not only is it fast, not only is it easy, the shots look great. If you go to the film camera shop that I have, and I have a tile for it on the digital story, and it's on Etsy. It's called the Film Camera Shop. This camera shop is doing great, and I think one of the reasons why the Film Camera Shop is doing so well is that the shots look good. Every one of those shots that are in the Film Camera Shop was shot with one of these pop-up portable photo studios. Every shot. I'm not setting up a big studio thing with, you know, all sorts of stuff. I literally am rolling this thing out. You know, it's on this little portable table. I'm literally rolling it out, putting a couple lights on it, shoot, roll it back. I'm done. And I just love it. I just absolutely love it. A great gift for somebody and very affordable. Now, there are cheaper ones. I've seen them as cheap as like $25. This one's $60. But I will tell you that this one's really nice. And this one will last a long time. And this one gives you better options in terms of angle and so forth. Especially for people that have to do product shots for any number of reasons. We've got a lot of eBayers out there. And for articles and, you know, blog posts and stuff too. Just really handy. Okay, number nine. I'm going to go with the Mifoto Classic Aluminum Globetrotter Travel Tripod. And if you haven't seen this one, take a look at the picture in the show notes. It is really handsome. So it is a compact travel tripod that folds up inversely. So the, you know, the legs kind of come up. It will also convert into a full-size monopod without the use of any tools. And it's available in black or titanium. And the titanium one in particular looks really good. It works with many different cameras. So you can use your DSLR with it. You can use your mirrorless camera with it. It has a dual action ball head with an Arca Swiss plate, quick release plate. It includes the carry case and the shoulder strap. They're just really nice. And I tell you, the thing that I like about the Mifotos, and I have two of them, neither of them are quite as nice as this one. This one's really cool. This one's $172. What I like about the two that I have is the cases are really well designed, and they don't take up any space at all. And so it's so easy when I'm getting ready to head anywhere, especially if I'm going in the car, but even if I'm flying, that I can just throw the Mi Photo in my suitcase. It will fit in any of my suitcases, including my carry-on suitcase. Or I can just throw it in the back of the car. It doesn't take up any space. I may go on 2 or 3 trips where I don't use it, but then suddenly I need a tripod. And then not only do I have this tripod with me because it wasn't all huge and bulky and I had to leave it at home, but it also works really well. And, you know, these things are super. I know it's a little bit on the deluxe end, so this is a little bit more of a serious gift at $172. But if you have a person that's out and about a bit and their photography has evolved to the point to where a tripod would really help them, they like night photography, they want to do long exposures, you know, things like that. They want to do panoramas, you know, where everything's lined up really nicely. Then this is a terrific tripod for $172. Link in the show notes. The last item on this list, and I hope this sale is still going on by the time you listen to the podcast. I checked it on Monday, and it was still there, and I anticipate that it will, because this is a bargain. The Olympus Digital 45mm f1.8 lens for $199. When I bought this lens, it was $399, and I felt like it was a total steal. So $399 has remained its asking price up until the sale that's been going on for the last couple days. For the last few days, it has been a brand new one in the box for $199. So if you shoot Micro Four Thirds, this 45 millimeter gives you an effective focal length of 90 millimeters. I use it for everything. This is one of the lenses that I always have in my bag because it's so compact, it's so small. It looks so good on the camera. It looks killer on the Pen F. I mean, this looks dynamite on the Pen F. It's perfect for portraits. It's perfect for anything where you need a little extra reach. And it's so fast at f1.8. that I can use it practically in any lighting condition at all, and it is sharp. I mean, it is really sharp, and the color is fantastic with it. I mean, it is just a dynamite lens. And then if you shoot Olympus, the neat thing about this lens is that, so you have 90 millimeters just on the camera, and then if you use the 2X that comes with Olympus cameras, that gives you 180 millimeters effective focal length at f1.8 in a package that, I mean, it is what, 2 inches long and light, light, light. I mean, this is a dynamite lens. This is one of my favorite lenses that they make. $199. It comes in both black or silver. And I'll be honest with you, I have one of each. I have a black one and I have a silver one. So I use the black one sometimes on the black bodies, or if I feel like putting the black one on the Pen F. But what looks really good on my silver Pen F is the silver version. Oh, just dynamite. If you don't have this lens and you shoot Micro Four Thirds, this is a gift for you, right? Just get it. Just get it. I know $199 hurts, but if you shoot Micro Four Thirds, you will love this lens, I promise you. And right now, I think it's one of the best deals out there. Alrighty, so that is my list, 10 items for the creative photographer. VideoBlox, royalty-free license agreement. So I've been talking about VideoBlox the last few weeks, except for last week when I talked about the wonderful deal that's going on for AudioBlox, where it's $100 off for the year. What I've been saying about VideoBlox is that you pay this one price, $149, and you have all of the stock footage available to you, all sorts of different categories, all sorts of different styles, and it's royalty-free. That's the thing, you know, it's royalty-free. That means, for instance, if you're making a holiday movie and you just want a little something at the beginning to go with the credits, let's say a little close-up on a Christmas tree footage or something, and you have a VideoBlox account, then you can just go download that clip, drop it in your movie, and off to the races you go. If you want to publish your movie on Vimeo or YouTube or wherever, then you can do that because it's royalty free. You have a license, you're allowed to do that. But the thing is then, okay, just because they say that it's royalty free, what if someone calls you on it? Well, someone says, hey, you know, did you shoot all this footage? And you go, well, I shot, you know, 90% of it, 10% of it is stock. And they go, well, how do we know that you have a license for the stock? What you can do on the Storyblocks site is that if you go to, you know, your area, your account area, it's the My Account page, just make sure that you've completed, you know, the information that has your name, your address, all that stuff. Not because they want it, but you'll learn why here in just a second. Once you have all that information in there, then what you can do is generate a personalized license agreement and download it. So there's a big blue button there on your My Account page that once you have everything filled out, you can create a personalized license agreement, and they download a PDF to your hard drive that has your name in there, all of your information, and then it outlines that you're allowed to use this content that you have. And then you can send that PDF or include that PDF along with the video. Or if anyone asks, do you own this stuff? And you say, yes, here we go, here we go. Here's all the paperwork. Boom, you're done. It's very professional. And this is just part of the service. And I love it. So again, all you have to do is go to My Accounts page, make sure that your information's filled in, and then go ahead and create your own personalized royalty-free license agreement. Keep it in your records, and then just use this content, and you don't have to worry about publishing it or using it any other way. So I have a link in the show notes to Videoblocks, and I also have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. The tile's for the parent company, Storyblocks. Just click on that. It'll take you right over to our landing page. For $149 a year, you have access to tons and tons and tons of content. And you can also create a royalty-free license agreement to go with it. Everything is all buttoned up and you're ready to go. You know, if your goal in 2018 is to start making more movies, this will really help you. Let's go home stretch here. And so for our Inner Circle members, the people who contribute $5 or more a month through our Patreon account, we have a Patreon tile on all the pages of the digital story. They will have access to the Nimble Software series, two movies a month, all through 2018. And, you know, these are nice movies. And I'm not talking about a two-minute movie here. I'm talking about movies that have substance. They do. They're nice. They're good. They're meaty. And they will cover topics that you'll be interested in on Lightroom, Capture One Pro, Photos for Mac OS, and Luminar. So we've gotten a lot of signups over the last couple weeks. Thank you to all the new members of our Inner Circle on Patreon. Really appreciate all of our Patreon members for supporting this site and supporting these creative projects like the Nimble Software series. We're going to have a blast with this. Next week, I'll be talking about the first installment. If you want to be a part of it, just go to the tile on any of the pages of Digital Story. Sign up, $5 or more. That puts you in the Inner Circle. You get all the goodies, including the first series of the Nimble Photographer podcast, which no one else gets except for Patreon members. And last but not least, we have to thank our good friends over at Red River Paper who are supporting the site month in and month out. And this is the time of year where, I mean, I love printing all the time, but this time of year, printing becomes really important because, you know, sometimes you just need to make a special card for that special someone. And that may be going over to mom's house for dinner tonight. You don't want to go empty-handed. Going with a fine art greeting card made just for her. I mean, that is going to get you a lot of sweetness, right? So, holiday time is the best time to be a printer. Get your supplies now. That way, when you have a last-minute project, you can take care of it. Make sure you have enough ink. Make sure you have your fine art greeting cards. Make sure you have some paper so you can do enlargements. If you want to do glassine sleeves, if you want to do any of that sort of stuff, All of that is available at Red River Paper. Just click on the tile. That tile's on all the pages of the digital story. Gear up now. Be ready to go. And then make some prints this year. Doggone it. Make some prints. Share your work with the world. Make someone smile. I guess that's the theme of this show, right? Make someone smile. Use your talent to excite people and to delight them and to make them happy. Alrighty. Big thanks to Red River Paper. And they have a Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. Okay, that's going to do it for me this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the goodies. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Hope you snag a few things for yourself. Come back and join me next week. We have lots of stuff to talk about. I'm working on it already, and I'm ready for you. All right. Have a great week. Until then, bye-bye now.